Vespers. My name is Scott Kirshner, and I really, really love chocolate. And I was just eating s'mores, and I'm still finding it all over me. I hope that I'm also the village pastor, in addition to that. And I hope that you have a booklet that looks like this. They are both blue and white. Some are white. And if you didn't get one on your way in, they're by the candles there by either entrance. And this is our sung Vesper service for tonight. And if you would turn to page 5, you'll notice that Psalm 141, which that song is a musical setting of, divides into two parts, L1 and L2. And if you've been on a hike around Holden lately, you'll know that it's berry season. And so two of the most favorite berries are huckleberries and raspberries. And so if you're a huckleberry person, why don't you take L1 and sing that part. And if you love raspberries, sing L2. And if you can't make a choice, well, pick one. And then when we get to page 9, we will stand as we sing the Magnificat, the song that Mary sings after the angel comes to her and tells her that she will bear a child.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light of darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
Your people by night and day,
May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation. Up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you. O God, I call to you, come to me now. O hear my voice when I cry. Let my prayer rise up.
Prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
A reading from Gertrude of Palpta. One day between Easter and Ascension, I went into the garden before prime, and sitting down beside the pond, I began to consider what a pleasant place it was. I was charmed by the clear water and flowing streams and the fresh green of the surrounding trees, the birds flying so freely about, especially the doves. I asked myself, what more was needed to complete my happiness in a place that seemed to me so perfect, and I reflected that it was the presence of a friend, intimate, affectionate, wise, and companionable to share my solitude. And then you, my God, source of ineffable delights, did but inspire the beginning of this meditation to lead it back to yourself. A reading from Isaiah. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places, and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters never fail. Holy wisdom, holy word.
light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness does not overcome it.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth, to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here, and blessed me all my life through. Great and mighty are you, O Holy One, strong is your kindness evermore. How you favor the weak and loving one, humbling a proud of heart. You have cast the mighty down from their throne, and are lifted the humble of God. You have filled the hungry with wondrous things, and left the wealthy no part. Great and mighty are you, O faithful one. Strong is your justice, strong your love. As you promised to Sarah and Abraham, kindness will evermore. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here, and bless me all my life through. Peace and salvation we pray to you. For peace between nations, for peace between peoples. For us who are gathered to worship and praise you. For all of your servants who live out your gospel. For all those who govern that justice might guide them. For all those who labor in service to others. nourishes all of creation. Keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger. For all the beloved who rest in your mercy, help us, comfort us all of our days.
Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Let us bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of us.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.